Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Dime al menos lo que pasa por tu mente.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The singer and songwriter Ilay has done a lot in relatively little time. She's done very contemporary music, singing with the Puerto Rican hip-hop phenomenon known as Calle 13, the group formed by her brothers. But she also released a solo LP full of the sounds of mid-20th century Latin ballads and dances. Her most recent solo effort, called Almadora, is a wonderful mix of both old and new, with traditional Latin rhythms and classic horns meeting electric guitars and electronic beats. Ilay and her ensemble, her big band, are here with us in the studio to play some of those songs. This first one is called Contra Todo.
Naturaleza robada, soy pensamiento indebido, grito de voz silenciada, soy el dolor que no siente, soy la memoria olvidada, soy material. Rabia despellejada, con el coraje de frente voy a ganar la batalla, hecha de viento y de playa, soy la ola que va a romper, quieren verme caer, pero daré bien la talla, atravesar la muralla voy contra todo pa' defender. De cordillera, raíz de sueño sembrado, llevo el poder verdadero que por mi sangre palpita, hoy me deshago del miedo, la paciencia de viento y de playa, soy la ola que va a romper, quieren verme caer, pero daré bien la talla, atravesar la muralla, voy contra todo pa' de playa, soy la ola que va a romper, quieren verme caer, pero daré bien la talla, atravesar la muralla, voy contra todo pa' defender, con el coraje de frente voy a ganar la batalla, hecha de viento y de playa, soy la ola que va a romper, quieren verme caer, pero daré bien la talla,
That's Ilay and her band live here in the studio with Contra Todo, Against All, which you'll find on her most recent album called Almadora. I'll introduce you to the band in a bit, but let's say hello to Ilay. Welcome back. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here again.
So the title means Against All, and it has this kind of like steady marching beat to it. So is this a kind of a political song?
Yeah, I think it's also very profound because this whole album basically is about like a personal frustration comes from that. And I think it's just a way of acknowledging our strength, our inner strength. We sometimes feel alone in this world or like as if we cannot do anything, but we can do so many things and we can make change happen for the good of everyone, no matter how small it can seem. So this song is basically talks about that inner strength, the courage.
Right. Now, everything you just said could be taken on a kind of a personal individual level or on a wider kind of, you know, the wider Puerto Rican level, you know, because in between these two LPs of yours, Hurricane Maria came and we saw, let's call it a mixed reaction from Washington, D.C. in terms of, you know, helping. And your own government down there didn't come off looking so good either, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it has always been like that. But we needed maybe, even though it was a disaster and was something terrible, but at the same time, it made us realize so many things at once. And we had to do something about it without depending on anyone else. So I think the whole country is reconstructing by itself. And we have learned a lot from that.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you do learn lessons the hard way, I guess.
Exactly.
So after you had made Inevitable, the first record,
yeah,
with this beautiful, lush kind of mid-20th century romantic sound, were you already thinking of what the next record would be before the hurricane hit? Or did the hurricane just like send you down this road?
No, but I know it's something that I've always felt, particularly because of the colonial status we have always had in Puerto Rico, and me being part of a minority that wants independence for Puerto Rico. It's something that I've always felt, but you know, everything comes at the right moment. So I think this album was just when I was feeling like I had to let it all out, like all that anger show. And I just went for it with this Almadora.
Yeah. Well, and Almadora, literally hard soul, right?
Yeah, or armor.
It's kind of, that would be Armadora, right?
No, yeah, with an R. But
with
in
R,
Puerto
yeah.
Rico, we substitute the R for the L sometimes as our slang or our accent.
Right, right. And so on the cover, you're sort of presented as almost like a knight on horseback.
Yeah.
So you say you're in a minority that wants independence for Puerto Rico. I mean, right now with, you know, kind of urgent things that need to be taken care of on the ground, are those distinctions still really active, or is everybody kind of putting that on hold till the island gets totally back on its feet?
I think we are like observing a lot more, and there's a lot of new generations that are a lot more aware than maybe how they were before. So I think that is super important. We are just not letting anything pass by, and that's how we need to be. But I still think we are afraid of the word independence because we have almost like a chip that we need to be afraid of that word. We see it from another perspective instead of more as a collective working together for our own thing, you know? But still, for me, maybe it's not much about the status. It's more about working independently and working, learning how to work on our own and acknowledging that we are totally capable of being autosufficient.
Well, and it seems like that plays out on this new record in the way you deal with rhythm. Because you have kind of come to something very kind of personal out of this mix of traditional rhythms and you know, electronic beats and stuff like that. So was that part of the the process of making this?
Yeah, it was very interesting because Inevitable was a completely different process. There was a lot of musicians and it was more orchestral. This was completely the opposite. It was very minimal instrumentation and a lot of...
says the woman leading a nine-piece band here in the studio.
Yeah, so minimal for me can be a big thing. But I explored with more... electronic sounds. We played with Truco, that he's from Honduras, and he works with my brother René. And it was a very great understanding because it was not just about modern sounds. It was just about something that blended well with the instrumentation and the song. What I like about the most is that the protagonist here is the drum that leads like the whole album as a way of expressing yourself like more raw.
Yeah, well, and there are tracks where it really is just you and drums. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That I had a lot of fun in that.
Well, so let me introduce the rest of the band, and we'll start with the drums. Ismael Cancel behind our drum kit, also handling electronics. Heron Guzman playing percussion. And then we have the guitar section with Adalberto Rosario and Bayoan Rios on guitars, and Jonathan Gonzalez playing the bass. The all-important horns, played by Homi Ramos and Jorge Echevarria. And back in the corner, playing our piano and his own keyboards, is Zacchaeus Paul. And, of course, Ile singing. And this next song, Temes, it's translated as you fear or you're afraid. But it's actually a question, right? It's porque. It's why. Why are you afraid? What are you so afraid of? So...
Yeah.
who is this aimed at?
This is aimed directly to patriarchy. I say it's a defiant bolero with all the intention of questioning what's behind this necessity of power. And I think what it might be behind it is fear. So that's why this song talks about that. It's just a way of questioning not only men, but also women. And this... system or this way of living that we've get used to, that we have to realize finally that it's not okay and we need to fix it. So hopefully everything gets fixed soon.
All right, let's hear the song. Temes is the name of it. You'll find it on Ile's most recent album called Almadora, but here is a live performance.
¿Por qué me temes? Si soy fruto de algo que no tiene nombre, el error que no comete nunca el hombre. ¿Por qué me temes? ¿Por qué me temes? Si estoy hecha para estar arrepentida y mi historia se ha quedado ya sin vida. ¿Por qué me temes? Si tus celos me acuchillan por la espalda y es mi culpa por haber estado sola. Si tu ira me dispara en la cabeza, ¿por qué me temes? ¿Por qué me temes? Si mi libertad la tiene tu despojo y mi cuerpo es recipiente de tu antojo, si mi sombra está detrás de tu figura, ¿por qué me temes? Si el mundo juzga con ojos cerrados y todo lo que hago es un pecado, pero si tú lo tienes todo controlado, ¿por qué me temes? Arrancaste vida va dejando sin sonido. Si te crees que yo sin ti no sobrevivo, ¿por qué me temes? Con ojos cerrados y todo lo que hago es un pecado. Pero si tú lo tienes todo controlado, ¿por qué me temes? ¿A qué le temes?
The song is called Temes, and it's from Ile and her band live here in the studio. A version of that is on her latest album called Almadora, which sees Ile and the band traveling. They're on tour through early March, playing for us today. You referred to that as a defiant bolero. It's also quietly defiant, which is very nice. And one of the things that struck me about this album was even the pieces that are very kind of political or social, you still sound like you're having fun. I mean, this is a slower track on the record, but much of the album sounds like, you know, the band is having a great time playing these songs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting emotional tightrope to walk.
I think it has a lot to do with how we manage things in Puerto Rico, actually, because we might be in very difficult struggles and situations, but at the same time, we like let it all out and channel everything through music and dancing and movements. And maybe it comes from that, because I didn't want this album to be like one note in terms of my own, because it was so from my frustrations. I didn't want to lend like a way on the people that listen to it, but rather like an empowerment, you know, and something that made you feel wanting to go to the streets and wanting to do something about it. So I think maybe it comes from that energy.
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned in introducing you how you've done everything from these kind of old style boleros and ballads to hip hop. I mean, what did you listen to as a kid growing up? What was the music in the house?
Well, there was a lot. I was the little one in that house, so I absorbed every music that my family was listening to. So my moms, my dads, my brothers, my sisters, and they were all listening to different things. So a lot of, mainly obviously salsa, boleros, but yeah, a lot of rock, jazz, hip hop, and classics, you know. Also, I had my Disney moments when I was a kid and my Backstreet Boys. So I had these transitions, but I always had like this grounding with other types of music that I think it made me who I am now.
Yeah. And you studied at the conservatory in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of, you know, the classical, like, it sounds like you have a real taste for orchestration, so.
Yeah, I mean, I started with the piano, but now I cannot say I play the piano. I forgot everything, but I've always enjoyed music and instruments. I've learned to appreciate it. I still do, like every time I listen to and all the possibilities, the sound possibilities there are. That's why in this album I never thought that the electronic area would capture me, because I've always thought like it's not like an instrument, but at the same time you can tweak it and you can play with it from an instrument sound. So like there is like another world of possibilities from that. So I think I learned that with this album.
Yeah. Again, the album's called Almadora. On the piece called Invencible, the rhythms, they start out sounding like pretty traditional, and then they go somewhere else, and then so it's almost like what you were just talking about, is you don't want to be just one note, here's like super traditional stuff, but you've figured out ways to kind of make all of these unusual left turns in the music.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I get bored easily, but I enjoy that. I mean, this song is like more of my guilty pleasure. Like I need it so badly to play with this, and the string arrangements were made by Edgar Abraham from Puerto Rico. That he's an amazing musician, like a virtuoso. So I admire him so much, and I'm glad that he's part of this.
Ilay and her band performing here in the studio. The song is called Invencible. Invencible, Invincible is the song from Ilay and her band. It's on the new album called Almadora. And like your first record, Ile, there are occasional guests who come and go on your records. And on the new record, on Almadora, it's New York's own Eddie Palmieri, the New Yorican pianist and composer. So how did that happen?
His name was always like around, but it was utopic, you know. For me, I never thought it could happen. For some reason, I respect salsa so much. It's such a big part of my life, and these people for me are, I idolize them a lot. So I never thought, you know, and suddenly, like, we were trying. It was the last song we recorded because we were trying to find, like, a moment to coincidir.
To coincide?
Yeah. So finally we made it and we found like a studio date, and I needed his approval, so I had to send him like the little thing that I had that was basically like a bass line and not too much thing, and I was so afraid because I wanted to have something very ready and very settled, and I didn't. So but they told me, like, it depends on the bass line. If he likes the bass line, it's okay. And I was like, oh, but he liked it and I'm so happy. And then the great thing about it is that I didn't know if he would want something written or if he preferred to improvise, which I preferred, like, improvise, but from other generations sometimes they don't like it that way.
Yeah.
But they just told me, like, straight in, like, no, he likes to feel it, and in the moment he recorded, and I say perfect. So that what he recorded was totally like in the heat of the moment, so it was incredible. And when they sent that to Puerto Rico, he was recording here in New York. Mm-hmm. I was in Puerto Rico. I was a little scared, but then everything was magic and everything came together, and I'm so happy it happened.
And he also does like a little interlude on the record, which actually sounds like a composed piece of music.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I asked him for a small intro for the song, and then suddenly he said, no, I had this song that I wrote for my late wife that he didn't recorded it, or he didn't have it in his album, Mi Luz Mayor. And then suddenly, like, he wanted to put it, but I say, wait, like, this cannot be an intro. It has to be like a song by itself. And that's why the song is called Mi Novia. That means my girlfriend. Yeah. So it was like everything like fit in. And for me, it's like this melodic, like airy moment of the album that was necessary. And I didn't notice until I heard that. So it was, everything clicked perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, well, the album is just, it's just a tremendous collection of work and with some really fabulous musicians. Ile, great to see you again. Thank you for bringing the band in and playing for us today.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Almadora is the record. Ile is on tour here in the States through early March. This is Soundcheck.
Déjame decirte.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.